We have Woody Allen to thank for making the Freudian analyst a stock character in comedies.
How often do you sleep together?
Do you have sex often?
Hardly ever, maybe 3 times a week.
Constantly, I'd say 3 times a week. Like the other night, Albie wanted
to
have sex.
She would not sleep with me the other night, you know? It's just...
Man, I don't know. I mean, 6 months ago, I would have done it. I would have done it just to please her.
Earlier filmmakers took Freud more seriously. Back in 1925, the movie mogul Samuel Goldwyn traveled all the way to Vienna to meet Freud. He wanted him to consult on movies for his new studio, MGM. Freud refused even to see Goldwyn. But we today can't help wishing that improbable encounter had taken place. We asked playwright David Ives to imagine it for us. Here is the world premiere of a new play, Metro-Goldwyn-Freud.
Dr. Freud, Mr. Samuel Goldwyn of Hollywood, California, to see you.
Ah, Dr. Freud, Dr. Freud, Dr. Freud.
Well, you don't have to overdo it. Do I call you Mr. Goldwyn, Mr. Goldwyn, Mr. Goldwyn? Unless you're seeing in triplicate or I've got a split personality, let's keep it to one Dr. Freud. Otherwise, it gets crowded in here. Now, what can I do for you? Take a couch, any couch. I'll give you 50 minutes or $100, whichever comes first.
Thank you.
Not that couch. That's my mother's couch. Hasn't been cleaned in years. And make of that what you will, as I'm sure you will anyway.
Doctor, may I call you Sigmund?
Do I call you names? You can call me whatever you want if the money's right. Now I demand writer credit, producer credit, director credit, college credit, and a better credit rating than the one I've got. Not to mention an unlimited expense account and a Swedish production assistant in a tight sweater. Arrrr! Preferably female. Otherwise you can keep her. I presume you're here to talk about the movies.
Yes, I am.
Good. If you were here to talk about psychoanalysis, we'd be in trouble. Why, it's shocking how little you know. You haven't even mentioned my sexual obsession yet, and it's practically clogging up the toilet. Oh, did I say toilet? You can see where my mind is at. And you should see my subconscious. It's too much of this psychoanalysis, which, as far as I'm concerned, is just a German word for filth. Now, where were we?
Dr. Freud, I am prepared to offer you $100,000.
Prepared to offer? Why don't you just offer it and get things out in the open? Money, you're repressed or just cautious. And if you can tell me the difference, I'll give you $100,000. Now, where were we?
$100,000.
Why, that offer is insulting. It's humiliating. It's demeaning. I accept. Now, where do I sign?
For this fee, you will come...
Oh, I have to work for it now, do I? Not only a cheapskate, but a slave driver. Mitzi, call my accountant. I think I'm overdrawn.
Dr. Freud, you seem to be fixated on money.
Fixated, am I? Well, it's not surprising. I was traumatized at an early age by my father, who was poor but incoherent. Not in that order. I let him keep the poor part. Now I'm just incoherent. As you'll know, if you've read my books, I can't understand them myself, except the dirty parts, which I put in to raise my sails. So I raised my sails and turned the ship and found myself in a brothel in Amsterdam.
Doctor, I would like you to come to America and advise my company on a film about the great love stories of history.
So, trying to enlist me in one of your filthy productions, huh? How dare you? I'm honored. Why, I'm halfway to a pornographer already, but without any of the perks. And if Hollywood isn't a percolator of pornography, I don't know what it is. When do I start? What do I wear? If you say bustier, I say corset. So let's call the whole thing off.
I was thinking we could start with Antony and Cleopatra.
Wonderful. I see Adolf Manjou and Mary Pickford, but it could be something on my glasses. Do I look homosexual to you? I only ask because something my chimney sweep said at the gym the other day. But why start with Antony and Cleopatra when you can start with Oedipus and Cleopatra?
Were Oedipus and Cleopatra romantically involved?
There will be if I have anything to do with it. Can't you see those two wrestling at the Egyptian headquarters? Or is it head waiters? Anyway, I can see the advertising. Be a Freud. Be very a Freud. Why, it's got everything. A father complex, a mother complex, and an office complex, all in one. We'll set it at the pyramids and make it a love triangle. What do you think?
I think that anyone who goes to a psychiatrist ought to have his head examined.
I wish I thought of that line myself. Mitzi, get me Kaufman on the line. I'm suing him.
Doctor, did you have some strange dream last night?
Why, yes, now that you mention it. You were there, and so was my chimney sweep, with a very nasty-looking plunger. Now that I think of it, it resembled my sister.
Tell me more.
Well, it was the summer of 93, and I was just out of pigtails.
Very interesting.
Really? You should have seen the pig.
Go on, go on.
That was Tom Robbins playing Sam Goldwyn and Louis Stadlin as Sigmund Freud. Playwright David Ives is also the author of a new novel for young adults called Scrib.